just, I'll pull this up while we're waiting.
Okay.
Here while we're going through it.
It's about 5 minutes after six on Thursday, July 29th. I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. The first order of business is a roll call. Rob, here. Fowler?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Metzler is no longer with us. Genrich is excused. Fredericks?
Here.
Here. Next order of business, item number three is item number two, election of a chair. Trevor, did I ask you if, not that I should be presumptuous to assume that they'd still want me as chair, but you know, did I bump up against the term limits, or am I?
That is a good question. I should have looked it up. I'll look it up real quick.
I'm okay doing it, but I think it'd be fine if we gave somebody else a chance. And we might have to, so.
Okay, so it looks like you're like the chair in 14 and then again in 16. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay, was there a space in between?
Not that I know of. Okay. Do you remember if I've been, how long have I been chair?
Is it a 2-year term?
I thought it was a 2-year term.
It's a 2-year term?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be up.
I thought we did this last year. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it last year, so.
Okay. Then we'll skip it.
So we'll skip that and item number three. So I guess we should go on to item number four then, modify and adopt our agenda. So I guess we'll have items number two and three removed from the agenda. Any other changes?
Our vice chair didn't leave, or I don't know who the vice chair is.
Bobby.
Bobby. Okay, we're safe then. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Good. If there are no other changes, then I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 5, approval of minutes from April 26, 2017. Any changes or comments on the minutes? Seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, looked good to me.
Yeah. If no one has any changes, then I guess I'll entertain a motion on this one as well.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
I only had the farmer's market announcement.
Farmer's market?
We have every meeting, so. going on. Might have a chance to stop by afterwards, but if not, it's going on every Thursday through October 5th.
From 4?
From 3:30 to 6:30.
So it depends on how fast we conduct our business. I forgot it was Thursday. I would have come earlier to work. Any announcements from the committee? Hearing none, we'll go on to item number 7, public appearances. We have, you're our public.
Well, my only topic that was discussed is the agreement for the pump house.
Yeah, we'll be addressing that, and you'll have a chance to come up to the microphone and speak at that time then.
Yeah.
Okay. Seeing no others, we'll go on to item number 8. Action regarding restrictive covenant for Alloway Waterworks building located at 535 Green Avenue. And we have in our packet a letter from Trevor and a draft of a historic preservation easement. It's not necessarily the one we're going to use. Our village attorney is drafting one, right? And
yes.
And he's asking, the village is asking us to identify parts of the structure that we would like to have him include in the restrictive covenants. Is that, am I right?
That's great.
Yeah. So we're not here to make a judgment or a recommendation on the wording of this document other than to identify what parts of the structure we think should be included.
Great.
Okay. So I guess we can, you know, the end result of our discussion is that we'll have a motion to recommend what we decide to go to the village board. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So, does anybody have any comments on how they think or what they think it should look like with regard to the structure? I went by to take a picture of it today because I couldn't.
Well, it should include the element that made it eligible in the first place. That's identified in the intensive survey.
Yeah. And I don't have that with me. But that's a good. And we could say, well, you know, the facade and everything, but the elements. Now my screen is dead. The elements in intensive survey. That's how it was. That's what was called out as the reason. That's a justification for it being on the National Register. So.
So, if I can informally assist you with that.
Oh.
This is the document.
Mike Ignashek, by the way.
Pardon?
Mike Ignashek is my name.
Could you... Okay.
Sure.
Just give us your name and address for the record.
Mike Ignashek, 3132 Ravine Way. That's the formal document, as I understand it, from the village. That listed out that building to the National Historic Register.
Okay.
If you want to take a look at it first.
Well, so that's the application? The designation application?
Mike, what did you provide? What's the document you provided?
The document that was submitted to get it registered.
The nomination form?
Yeah, nomination.
Okay.
Form. They believe that's what it may be called. What's the last name? IGNASIK.
Could I ask you to give us a little information on yourself and why you're here and why you gave us this?
Well, I'm interested in purchasing the building. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Done some historic restoration professionally. And I'm looking at that building to actually convert it into living space, take the existing, convert it into living space. Mm-hmm. And when I look at putting an addition on top of the existing square tank, interested in. Mm-hmm. I've toured the building with Brad Lang. I've got a local contractor who has done historical restoration in town, Drury Designs, mm-hmm. and also been in it with a structural engineer. Mm-hmm. I've spent on it. Mm-hmm. And so my interest in it is what are the restrictions on it,
yeah,
at this point.
And that's what we're in the process of defining, and our input of that, in that is what physical attributes and I don't know that we have time for each of us to read this document now. It just came to our attention now. So I'm not in a position to suggest that we read this at this point. I think, again, it wasn't given to us in the packet, so that, and it wasn't noticed to the public. And so having received it now, I think we have to place it aside and have it be reviewed at a later date.
Have you been given the feedback from the village board when this was discussed at the board meeting?
No.
I don't think we have, no. Trevor, do you have anything to add to our discussion?
So the board discussed this at the last meeting last week, and they said that as long as the face of the building was preserved, that's what is most important to them, but they were also interested in what the Historic Preservation Committee had to say. That was about the extent of the conversation.
Can you pull up the page on the website that has the intensive survey in it so we can look at that property? Because we have to take action on this tonight, right?
Yeah, we have to decide what we want to recommend to the village board.
I think it was because of exterior, but I just want to make sure it wasn't because of
its context and in its historic context.
Yeah,
I know that was referenced, you know, as you know, the waterworks buildings were a sign of progress for municipalities because it meant that they had the wherewithal to develop their own water supply and maintain it for the residents, and it was kind of a threshold, you know, to get beyond, and it was important at the time. It certainly was in 1925.
I think it was just the exterior.
And that's all I go by it again today, and you know, I don't know that we could add. I think the exterior could be renovated. In other words, those quarry tile roof shingles, you know, could be, some of those could be replaced in any maintenance and restoration project process.
Wouldn't it be subject to just the standard in the ordinance, like, because it says that they'd have to get a certificate of appropriateness if they were to perform work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume that's meaning just the exterior they would need that certificate of appropriateness for.
Mm. Would you be using historic tax credits for your project?
Well, it's not. I don't anticipate it. I haven't researched them.
Okay.
It's not my plan to do that.
Okay.
Because there is, in my opinion, it's the front facade.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's written up in there, it's the brickwork along the east side is what's discussed. The rest of it is a, I believe the term is Unitarian utility building.
Cinder block.
What it is.
Or whatever.
You know, right now the...
The facade on the east side is brick.
Right.
It's painted, I think.
The west side is land, isn't it?
The west side is...
Is it built into the hill?
Yeah, it's built into the...
West side is the tank.
It's the tank.
The, well, yeah.
Oh, he's got...
That's that document.
Yeah.
So, the west side,
that's
got the building itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the brick.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the tank where...
Yeah.
East side with the garage addition on it. I'm not picturing this.
I've got the
east side you can see here.
Oh yeah.
It extends back.
The brick is a different color and it goes back.
Right.
And this was an addition, is that correct? This was the garage.
And that roof is currently collapsed.
Yeah, and that we had the
but this is the
we had to do it.
The building and the addition is 1700, I think. Mm. Something like that.
Here's a picture of the east facade with the brick being painted. And it is part of the structure.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that would, and that goes three.
So that would probably, and there is some ornamental brickwork along the roof line too. I mean, it's, you know, yeah, some of the bricks are inset, mm-hmm, and so it would fit. You know, you wouldn't want somebody to put vinyl siding over that.
Right.
Okay, so we're saying the brick, the clay tile, the art, the columns, what is it?
The roof line.
The roof line.
Yeah, whatever the two, you know, however you would define, you know, the structures that make the roof line, the two. To do that.
So the addition would need to complement, is that what we're saying? Complement the existing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, the roof line we want to remain, that's part of the structure, part of the facade. So maybe if we just say the facade.
That's the term that was used in the village board meeting.
Yeah, and I would...
Because the assessment was done by the road view.
Yeah, the road view.
I just wanted to make sure they didn't flag it for some other reason. And it looks like it was for the architecture, so it is the look.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the brickwork on the west side and the facade facing the street, and the brickwork and the roof line on the east side. I think. Is that?
Well, how would we put an addition onto that, yeah, without that brick?
Did the board talk about additions?
It did not. No.
The addition you were considering was in the back?
Behind that.
Behind
that.
You're not going to add a second story?
The brick to the structure as it is there would be maintained as it,
yeah,
is. You know, my intent is to build on top
second
of the
second story is in the back.
The concrete room. Tank.
On top of the tank. The rectangular.
So what would the building be used for?
Residential.
That would be residential.
That's what the addition is for. I'll let the first floor... I've got a son who's handicapped, and I want the first floor at the grade level to be accessible for him. And the intent behind the duplex is to make it into somebody who can be there to assist him if he needs assistance. Right now,
so a two-family property.
Yeah, yeah. One, the property to the east is a duplex. And obviously behind,
yeah,
it are the apartments.
So we have to do rezoning or not?
It'll have to go through rezoning either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be rezoned regardless of what you do with it.
Right.
Because right now it's zoned for government use.
Mm-hmm. So your addition, what do you see that? Do you see that in your head? What does that look like? Is that vinyl siding? Is that...
I suspect it would not be vinyl. I haven't worked on it that far. That's why I'm trying to figure out what the restrictions,
yeah,
are in the building.
Yeah.
Right now, actually, I'm probably thinking some type of a wood look, wood clad look, with basically a wood siding, and possibly thought I've had with the architects I've dealt with is possibly putting what's called a mansard roof on it, which is somewhat matches the building across the street from it.
And you're working with Drury?
Pat Drury is the contractor I'm working with. I've got an architect that I've been working with.
Okay. He's experienced in historical properties.
Pat
very
did
cool.
The old school square complex. That's his complex. He's working with the City of Green Bay and the Shower Schumacher building right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a number of restoration projects,
mm-hmm,
on historical homes.
So that's a good...
It's a good fit. Drury is a good fit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Have additions come before the board before? or the...
No.
I assume that, just one thing. Mm-hmm. I assume that, you know, anything that has to happen, the historic preservation will review in the future to make sure that, you know, if it's a separate building on the property, that probably won't. But if it's any exterior work, I'm sure the historic preservation committee will review it and give them the certificate of purpose, like Dina had mentioned. So.
Okay, so we're making a motion to include consistent brick look, the clay tile roofing, the archway, the roofing line.
The roof line, I don't know the architectural term for that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But there are two, like pilasters on either end.
And then the addition to be a complementary.
So what I believe you really want, look, if I can suggest, basically, that long sentence.
I don't know how to say that.
Coins. It's pronounced coins.
Bobby, would you mind reading it in for the record?
Sure. The one-story water utility building has a symmetrical brick facade with a central door flanked on each side by two large windows and with brick coin, Q-U-O-I-N, pilasters, P-I-L-A-S.
Pilasters. Those are the two things on either end.
P-I-L-A-S.
Kind of like little chimneys.
At the corners. A tiled roof overhang and a decorative parapet.
That's the little sculpture.
What is the nomination for?
Pardon?
That's on page what for the nomination?
Section 7, page 1.
I think that says it.
Paragraph 2, first sentence.
And you know, the editorial from the village board was versus this paragraph in the bottom that says what's excluded. Their opinion was, it just should say, here's what's included.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be leaving the garage addition?
I would leave the addition. I'm looking at possibly changing, taking that door out in either windows or making that the front door, depending on how the interior lays out. I mean, what I was told 2 months ago was you couldn't put walls in it, you couldn't put ceilings in it until they met in April, until they met, somebody met with the state architect. So it's considerably different, so I haven't put the effort for us yet. Until we come up with what we want to do. You know, what can I do? So if I can't put walls in the interior and ceilings in it, then
why would you want to do it? Yeah.
The round reserve is not contributing.
Right. The reservoir?
Yeah. But the garage addition was.
The garage addition was contributing, which means that would be something that we'd want to see.
My intent would be to keep that.
Yeah, to clean up the facade, certificate of appropriateness. You know, anything done to that would. Like if you take the garage door out and put a window in, we'd probably want to put our okay on that.
Yeah. That's one reason why, you know, and seeing the front doors are not usable at this point. The two swinging doors in the middle.
Yeah.
You can't, as I believe you, look from the inside, they've been boarded over.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to stay consistent with the Mediterranean Revival style from the 1920s. Because that was the most important contributing factor to the nomination.
We have lots of Mediterranean style.
What's that?
Kind of random.
Because I think it was so rare for the what they're saying for public utilities.
Yeah.
You know, you can see
to have it be anything other than like cement or cinder block or
So what does our action need to look like? Motion, I need. I mean, sorry.
Well, we'd be making a motion to recommend the inclusion of the following statement for review by the village board. I think that would be the way to start it. And then read what you just read, or reference that in the nomination papers.
I make a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion to recommend the property remain consistent with a Mediterranean Revival style popular in the 1920s, and that the one-story water utility building has a symmetrical brick facade with a central door flanked on each side by two large windows, and with brick coin pilasters at the corners, a tiled roof overhang, and a decorative parapet. Consistent brick
exterior.
Yeah. For the property at
535
Green Avenue.
Good job.
Did I get everything?
Yeah. That's a tough one.
I think. One. Thank you for bringing that, because we didn't know the word coin, so we wouldn't have been able to put that.
But the garage includes the exterior, so we'd be covered with the garage.
Yes. Yeah, and that's great.
And then he'd be free to make an addition, but he would need to be in the Mediterranean Revival style. Is that okay with you?
We gotta figure out exactly what that means.
Well, yeah, that'll help you with that.
Yeah. I gotta do more research on that, as far as what the...
And for the notes, I'm referencing the National Register of Historic Places, Section 7, page 1. Paragraph 2. 1 and 2.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
You were not going to address the rest of this agreement? The language yet?
No. The village attorney, that's in his court. We're asked to contribute this piece based on our mandate as a historic preservation.
We'll see what they come back with.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
The attorney.
Good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The attorney has not actually, this is not.
We'll see you again when you come in for your certificate of
appropriateness. We'll be here.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yep. Moving on to item number 9, discussion of History Treasures Tour event. Does anybody have any comments on that?
I wanted to go but couldn't.
I went.
Darn kids.
I went. Did either of you go?
No, I didn't.
I went and I had time to go to one event. And so I picked the historic alloy event at the Riviera Bar and Grill. And it was quite nice. They had a table set up. Have you been to the Riviera? Riviera Bar and Grill. It's in the basement, walkout basement, if you will, behind the Hawkgrave Brewery Twigs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that building, his home.
Okay.
And it's been renovated, and it's quite nice. I've never been there, but since then, my wife and I have been there at least twice.
Oh.
Rainbow time, so we couldn't sit out on the deck. They had a lot of information. They had a table up in front, and a lot of information. They had examples of the publication, the historic alloy, you know, foundation, what is it? Society, which basically looks at history of people and buildings, you know, mostly people, I think. But they had copies of Le Journal d'Alloway here in my best French, and there's a picture of the Fox River Country Club in 1915. And a lot of the folks in that group are quite dedicated and quite knowledgeable about how things used to be here. And so I had a nice discussion with several members, and then I had to go to dinner. And so I couldn't stay, but they passed out several items, and they gave me a form to use if I wanted to join. So
as every good group should.
So I may be a... Is anyone here a member?
I am.
You are. That's right. I was, you know, I've met a couple of the people. I talked with Rita Houston,
mm-hmm.
and I talked with the gentleman whose name I can't remember, who's the current chair or president. He's a longtime resident of Alloway, and I can't remember his name, which is terrible.
Al? Alvarez?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. And I guess there weren't that many people there when I left, which was early, but when I went back for dinner and I mentioned I'd been there for that, the waiter, you know, the server said, yeah, there were quite a few people came later. And I left before 6 because I had to be out of town at 6. So that's my... Trevor, do you have anything to add to the discussion about those events?
No, I too only had time to stop at 1 and I picked the Riviera as well, so... but from talking with everyone else, I think everywhere else it went nice. It was a warmer night, I think, I recall. So
that's beautiful, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they do it again.
Mm-hmm.
If there's nothing else on that item, I'll move on to item number 10, discussion of proposed plaque for Murphy Coles fence. Trevor, do you have anything for us? Any comments or any?
No, Craig Burnt, our public works director, had the opportunity to run that plaque idea by the DOT, and they said it wouldn't be a problem. So, I think when it gets closer to it, we can start talking about what we want on that plaque. And we can talk about it now too, but. It won't be made until we get closer to that road project.
Yeah, and that's a couple of years off.
Right.
Probably. Is it more than 2 years off?
Right now it's 2021. If then that's dependent on if there's money in the budget and how well the resurfacing holds up.
Mm-hmm.
All the signs look real nice around them.
Yeah, I think they do, too.
They do. They look
yeah.
nice.
I, too.
It just happened.
Yes.
Yeah, they yeah. just popped up. They were there.
Yeah.
One day they weren't, the next day they were all up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was nice. And my wife's funny. She said, well, that means all these people are going to be coming to our park.
Yeah.
We live near, what's the name of the park?
Sunlight.
Sunlight Park. Yeah. And, yeah. And I said, well, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
But those will stay, I mean, because then there's banners, other mm-hmm. places, right? Those will stay up all the time.
Correct. So that was a combination effort between the Parks Department and the Economic Development. And it's really just community branding and placemaking. Recognizing that you're in Alloway and you're using the Alloway Parks. And
right.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, I think... And there are enough, but not too many. I mean, they're in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you where, because otherwise you wouldn't know if you're driving through and you wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. And you know, the objective is to have people have this be a destination, a village, rather than just something that they.
We were able to utilize some of the stadium tax refund money for those signs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which fund was it?
The stadium.
Oh, the stadium tax refund. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also thought they were
mm-hmm.
quite nice. So we don't need to have any action or have any discussion on the proposed plaque other than to be thinking about what it might say.
Right.
And I don't know that we need to, unless you...
We're going to lose those trees, right?
The two cottonwoods
right.
are going to be lost, but the rest of them, I was told...
The oaks will stay, yeah.
The oaks will stay.
Yeah. But the cottonwoods, actually, the property owners wanted removed anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of messy, and they have branches fall off, and they're expensive to remove because they're big.
Right.
So, and I think we discussed, or the discussion around how DOT and the residents, owners of those properties, had really met many times and had a lot of good discussions. It's kind of a win-win. You know, everybody came away feeling like it was okay. You know, an okay outcome, all things considered.
Can we do anything with those trees?
The two cottonwoods?
Yeah.
I mean, once they get removed?
Yeah. Like make benches at the park or something? And put signs on the wall?
That'd be a possibility. I don't know if cottonwood is a real...
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's kind of a... I wouldn't.
Is that kind of a soft wood?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a woodworker, and I wouldn't make anything, but I wanted to last out of cottonwood.
Okay, never mind.
But no, maybe
you can chip it up and put it for the mulch.
Yeah, maybe it could be the mulch.
And you could have a little
for the new mulch trees.
Put the mulch around the
circle of life.
Yeah, yeah, you could say that this mulch was contributed.
I know you want to do something with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. Yeah. What's good?
They're old trees.
Something to be, something to think about going forward. You know, there may be a way to salvage a piece of some of those trees. You know, if you put enough spar varnish on them,
yeah.
they'll last. And or a lacquer finish. And I'm joking, but. Yeah. It might be a way to... And that would be nice to have a couple of trees that came, because those trees have been there.
Mm-hmm.
You should find out how old they are. I'm sure somebody knows.
There's a house down where I live. It might be into Bellevue, but it's off of Hoffman Road and Bellevue Street. And mm-hmm. they took down a tree in their front yard and made a sculpture out of, like, they stacked it really mm. tall,
mm-hmm.
but then they carved it with, like, chainsaw,
okay.
and it's this big
mm-hmm.
angel, but it's still in the ground.
I've seen that.
I thought that was interesting.
It's across the street from the guy who does the metal sculpture.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that. So, we've done some brainstorming, and we can bring it up again when it's appropriate. Anything else?
Okay.
And we'll move on to item number 11, update on Green Bay Correctional Institution.
Right now there's not much to update on. I was hoping when we listed that on the agenda that they would have passed state budget right now, but it looks like that's going to be delayed another month or so. So. Right now, it depends on the day. Some days it looks favorable, some days it doesn't, as far as relocating GBCI, so I don't know.
The last I read, or either on Facebook or in the paper, it didn't seem real favorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was opposition.
It depends who you talk to, too.
What?
I think it depends who you talk to.
Yeah, I mean, whatever I was reading.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I read that too.
You know, like
whatever I was reading, I saw the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we'll stay tuned.
Yeah. How many acres is that?
It's about 60 altogether. There's 50 on the east side of Riverside, mm-hmm. and then there's about another 12 along the river on the west side of Riverside.
Oh.
So, I mean, there'd be a huge economic benefit for the village, but mm-hmm. it's a state issue, so I guess you gotta look at it as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on that topic? If not, we'll go on to item number 12, next meeting date and agenda items.
You're looking at July 26th as the next scheduled date. That's depending if you have any agenda items. I would guess by that time we might know who the village board wants to sell the pump house to. I would imagine they would for sure have an agreement or a covenant drafted and adopted.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike, I'm not sure if you had submitted an offer yet, but I know there are other offers on the table. So I guess there's a lot for the board to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay with July 26th?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And we'll have a quorum. Anybody know anybody who might want to join our group?
I've got one person in mind, but I don't know.
I've asked a few people and they
haven't asked.
They have kind of a blank look on their face like, what? Really?
Did you ask Melita?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Because I asked her last time, but then we had Jim.
Name.
Huh?
It's an exact name.
She's so exact. Yeah. She's, she'd be good. She's got a lot of experience with history and architecture.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, maybe.
Yeah.
She was interested last time, but then they changed the composition and had somebody from the village board on our committee, which was fine because we had a full committee. Yeah, I don't know if you see her much. You should ask her.
I just spoke with her yesterday.
Oh.
So I should have.
By the way.
It.
Missed your opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, she still lives here.
Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to item 13, adjournment. So I guess I'll entertain a motion. Adjourn.
I'll make you adjourn.
A second.
Have a second?
A second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.
Trevor, I don't know why. How do I stop it? Do I press the thing?